AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's drawing closer to a vote on a bill that would end the government shutdown, but Mike Heppen reports the Trump administration's again asking the Supreme Court to keep full food aid payments on hold.
The request is the latest in a legal fight over how the program should proceed during the government shutdown. 42 million Americans receive food aid. Lower courts have ordered the government to keep all the money flowing. The Supreme Court asked the administration to respond after an appeals court ruled against it again late Sunday. The justices are expected to decide late Tuesday whether to halt those orders, amid signs the government shutdown could soon end. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it shouldn't be forced to use certain funds for SNAP because they might be needed elsewhere. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Air travelers should expect cancellations and delays to worsen this week, even if the government shutdown ends. The FAA is moving ahead with deeper reductions in flight schedules at 40 major airports. Another 1,700 flights were cut today, another 1,000 for Tuesday. Shortages of air traffic controllers who have been working without pay has led to average delays of 4 hours at Chicago O'Hare. On social media, President Trump posted, "Get back to work now." The Supreme Court's rejected a call to overturn its decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide. On Wall Street, big tech stocks again led a rally. The S&P climbed 1.5%, recovering nearly all of its drop from last week. The Dow rose 381 points, while the Nasdaq had its best day since May, jumping 2.3%. And California health officials say tests show ByHeart baby formula linked to a botulism outbreak contained the type of bacteria that produces a toxin that has sickened at least 13 infants in 10 states. No deaths have been reported, but consumers should stop using ByHeart powdered infant formula immediately. This is AP News. A shakeup at the BBC, Naren Kim reports it follows a threat of legal action from President Trump.
The head of the BBC and the top news executive have both resigned following criticism of the way the organisation edited a speech by President Donald Trump. The BBC said Director General Tim Davey and news CEO Deborah Turness had both decided to leave the corporation. Turness was in London to see her legal teams on Monday and took questions from local media.
I stepped down over the weekend because the buck stops with me. But I'd like to make one thing very clear. BBC News is not institutionally biased.
Britain's publicly funded national broadcaster has been accused of editing a speech Trump made on January 6 in 2021 before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. Critics say the edit cut out a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. Naren Kim, London.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.